You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
I ain't never been on E-Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice to get wise up.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com. If you are now listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or iHeartRadio, make sure you click that subscribe button so that you get notified every time we go live. Also, if you are just now tapping in with our After the Pod show, that will be available only on Patreon. So make sure you go over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/eblockradio, because after we get off this show at 11, we're going into our After the Pod show, which is going to be all kind of ridiculous, and we won't be showing that live on YouTube. You have to subscribe to our Patreon for that. Also, we might have action. I don't know. Do we got action? also, in July, July the 16th, shout out to the What Up Doe podcast. We will be a part of the live show, so make sure you come out and support the What Up Doe podcast and E-Block Radio for the live show July 16th. We'll give you more information as it becomes available. It's going to be a live show, though, so make sure you check us out. We'll be providing a link probably in a few days here so people can show up for the live show. That is July 16th. Again, we'll have some more information as soon as it's available. That's a couple of months from now, so give y'all niggas a chance to get it together. All right, let's jump in. Yo, you know what it is, man. The livest cloud radio show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building, finally. My nigga boy Buddy holding it down.
You already fucking know, dudes.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Red Zone, baby. Red it's Wednesday. Zone. Motherfucking hump day in this motherfucker, man. Yeah. We ain't been on since last week. Shit, Angry Man, you good, dog? Mm-hmm. You sure? Mm-hmm. Like your face pulsating, nigga, you mad?
Mm-mm.
Yo, hey, man. did you look at Monk Money when you came in? Like, did you really look at him, though?
Mm-mm.
He like half a person, dog. This nigga lost weight and shit. You can see it on this nigga face, dog.
Mm-hmm, yeah, about 35 pounds on there.
And they got that thriller.
You got AIDS?
No,
man, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Is my mic on?
They got AIDS.
Yeah,
I can definitely hear your phone, so shit, it must be on.
That's not my, yeah, that's my phone.
Yeah, it's coming directly through the microphone. Like,
no, see. These are not on. Something ain't working.
I hear you.
Yeah, but I can't
hear you. I hear you too.
Yeah.
I can't hear nothing. Yeah, they not working.
Oh, maybe your headphones don't work.
No, do that again.
I mean, I hear you though. I don't know. I can hear you. Let me turn your mic up some more. Let me see if we turn it up some more.
No, the headphones, not the mic.
I don't think I hear my shit either.
I can hear me though. I can hear y'all.
That's because
my headphones the only ones that's working.
Yeah.
How the fuck is that?
I can hear.
Oh shit!
It just did something.
There you go.
No.
It did not.
I'm saying that's where it was just a minute ago.
There we go.
This is the same thing. He said he can't hear.
Well, now I can.
This is the same thing, nigga.
No, don't tell me what I told you.
Let me turn the headphones up. That's better for you?
Yeah. Don't tell me I couldn't hear. I told you I couldn't hear, so that's what it is.
God, here we go, dog.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Here we go again.
Right.
I see why she used to beat your ass all the time. You don't listen.
Oh, Lord. No, you did.
Well, she used to be my ass. You still getting your ass beat.
Yeah.
Right. So I would hear that shit.
Everybody beat me up.
Yeah, okay, nigga. Yeah, I see the bruises and shit, dog.
Yeah, beat me up.
What's been going on with y'all, dog?
Nah, not much, man. Just, man, you can tell it's getting hot outside.
Because niggas is nigger.
Man, I asked this motherfucker, yesterday for his phone number so I can, finish doing my job and shit, right?
Because
I needed his number to complete, doing what I was doing.
Right.
This motherfucker told me his phone number was 6.
What did he think you was asking for?
No, I said, no, bro, I need your phone number. Oh, yeah, bro. And he said it just like that, too. Oh, yeah, bro. My number 6.
What was he talking about, though?
I don't know. I just walked out.
Oh, you never found out?
I walked out.
I'm curious. Like, I want to know the 6 is speed dial number?
No,
like,
I said, no, phone number. I did this.
Yeah.
I did all that. No, phone number, bro. I need your phone number. The 10 digits. All of it. It's just 6, bro. I just walked out. I couldn't take it anymore.
So who helped him?
I don't fucking know, and I don't care.
I wonder what that was about.
I just walked out, man. I couldn't take it anymore, man. Niggas, this motherfucker told me.
So it's a black dude.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I thought it might have been Habibi.
No, one of them did say they're gonna roll up on the block and blow this bitch up.
This block?
Yeah.
All right, man.
I'm like, good luck with that, bro. You know, fuck that. He told me he owned the city. He keep coming through to blow this bitch up, nigga.
Over a car park?
He don't give a fuck about none of us over here, dog.
What happened? What'd you do, dog?
I didn't do anything.
You sure? Because why would a motherfucker threaten to blow up the block unless you was being a smart ass? What'd you do, dog?
I didn't do anything.
Did something.
You did some shit, dog.
No, I didn't.
Had to.
We had this problem with this dude all the time. He's just an overly tough ass.
Oh, okay. And
everybody slapped the dog shit out of his ass. That's all that is.
Is that what it is?
And I guess, you know, I'm not going to say what city I'm in that I work in, but I guess where we at, that everybody's afraid of him.
They thug life.
Yeah, he made that known that everybody's afraid of him.
Oh, okay.
Where he lives.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess we need to watch our back on him. Let me say, he don't give a fuck about, you know, 6 Mile. He don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck about the block. You know, he gonna come through here and blow this bitch up. So.
See, the fucked up thing about it, though, is that, unfortunately, we don't give a fuck about this bitch either, though. That's the bad thing about it, because we should care more about our neighborhood and shit. But, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. You know,
just a side note.
So be careful when y'all go outside, okay?
Well,
like we know,
I'm going back to the burbs.
Like I told him,
go
like,
back to the burbs, cuz.
Fucking told me to be careful when I come outside. Like, I'm not always careful.
Nah, so you literally got threatened at work.
Yeah.
Dog, fuck that job. I'm not working a job when get threatened at, dog. I'm just not doing it.
I said, my man, be careful when I come outside. You must don't know where I live, nigga. I come outside careful all the month.
You have to. That's the only reason you made it to this age.
I said, you must don't know where I live, bro.
Right.
Yeah, because you ain't about to come over and do half of the shit you talking about. Okay, that's just not happening.
I'm not doing it, my nigga. I'm over that shit. I'm not working a job where niggas is threatening my life. I'm not doing it.
I don't like no nigga anyway, promising me shit.
don't promise me nothing.
Hell no, you promising me that kind of shit, bro. I'm on your ass right there. You can't make me no promise.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I'm gonna come back. Bitch, what's about right now? Why are you fucking coming back?
That's the hood rule. You can't let a nigga tell you he coming back.
Hell no.
Because we already know what coming back means.
You about to come back, nigga, nothing.
You come back, we in trouble.
Hell yeah. Fuck you talking about. Right. We gonna handle this shit right now.
This shit have to happen right now. You correct?
And I'll be at home at about that time he come back.
Man, over shit.
But that's not the first person that gave me a number, though. When I was working downtown,
I want to know what the fuck that mean, though. What, you just say a one numeral.
One number. But when I was working downtown, it was the owner told me it was like it's gonna be a guy to come by here and, you know, give him a coffee and a donut. I'm like, what is his name? And he started laughing. He was like, you'll know it when he say it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Well, so the motherfucker showed up.
Yeah.
Dressed to death, man. Dress pants, dress shirt, hair slick back, dress shoes.
Not the hair slick back,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. He came strolling in that motherfucker.
Slick nigga Italian and shit.
No, he was black.
He said slick back.
I was like,
is that racist? Anyway.
Yeah, I was like, can I help you? And, you know, he told me, I was like, what's your name? He was, that nigga told me his name was Number One.
That's his name?
Yeah, I was like, Number One. And I said, this must be the motherfucker. So I'm like, okay, one. Just one, huh? He was like, yeah, just Number One.
So is it one or number one?
Number one. So I gave him stuff,
fuck
right?
These jobs.
And I asked him, I'm like, man, why they call you Number One? Motherfucker said, because the hoes chose me first.
Damn.
I I said,
and, right. And he's sticking with that. That's what it is. Right. I feel
you. Okay, pimping.
Right.
Because they chose me first.
Damn.
And when I tell you, everybody down there called him number one.
Yeah. Was he like, he was a real life pimp or something?
I don't fucking know, man.
That's
all
funny.
I mean, all the ladies.
My name Cartier Cash checking in. What up, Cash?
Everybody called him number one.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Damn, that shit kind of funny, dog.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds exciting, nigga. What else been going on with you, dog, other than getting threatened at work and shit?
Nah, that's about it.
That's it for you.
Told me to watch my back, man.
Hell no.
It ain't safe out here in these streets no more.
More money, what's been going on with you, bro?
Oh, man, same old shit, man. Keeping Lola flow like an ass stand out the motherfucking way, you hear?
For sure.
I ain't been doing shit, bro. Like, honestly, working.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Like, I've been grinding.
Yeah.
Shit, I worked 4 jobs this week. Niggas think I be exaggerating, but it's literally 4 jobs.
That's too many jobs, bro.
But, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. That's how I lost all the weight, but... but I'm about to get back to my fat shit, though. My fat...
I mean, stay with it, nigga.
Stay with it. I ain't about to keep working like this. Crazy as fuck. I'm about to get this motherfucking, get this bread up.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to sit my ass down for a minute.
Right, now I figured it
is. So, I mean, I'm on the grind right now, so that's what it is. So I'm going to get this money, boom, back, sit my ass down. But every day you ask me this shit, I'm going to just tell, I can't say nothing but the same shit.
No, I'm just thinking tired, though. I think this nigga fell asleep in between conversations.
Early I did for sure.
I'm like, niggas, you woke.
Nigga, early I did. Tired as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it, though.
Man.
I'm gonna get used to it. You know, man, body gotta get used to it. Everything gotta get running and shit. It's been about a month and a half since I should be used to it, but not yet, dog.
Yeah. But, that's a lot, niggas. Yeah. We old to be working that many jobs and shit.
Yeah, but it's about to be over soon.
Yeah, for sure.
This too shall pass.
Right. Be done, Donna checking in. What up, though?
What's happening?
My nigga DZ checking in. What's the deal?
What's good?
Shit, Corporate Cody checking in on IG. What's the deal?
Southern Liberty.
For sure. Yeah, you know, you been in the building and shit. Yeah, so that's it for you and shit. I guess you ain't been. You ain't even had time to watch shit on TV. This nigga 9 off 9 and shit.
No.
Crackhead and shit.
No.
Over there.
I did watch.
Shout out to the opioid niggas.
Excuse me. Winning Time, I think it's called Winter Time or Winter Time. Or
the Lakers shit. You watched the whole thing.
That shit was hype as hell.
I keep saying I'm gonna watch it. I ain't even touched it yet.
It's over now, so this is a good time to watch it. So you can watch it all the way through.
Yeah.
What is it, Netflix or something?
HBO Max.
HBO. Okay.
It's 10 episodes, I think. Yeah.
I'm gonna start watching it today.
Yeah. Dog. Low key though.
Jerry West pissed off because he don't like the way his character has been portrayed.
I kind of feel like that's probably how he was, though. Right.
They say some of this shit is fabricated.
They say that.
You gonna have to, though.
Yeah, to make it dramatic and shit.
You can't, you know, sit up there and go through every step of their life.
But it was something, but watching that shit, so after I watched that, I started watching old highlights and shit. Because, you know, Magic and you know, them Lakers, like the For Real Lake show was early 80s for real. Like, nigga, I was fucking 4, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't get a chance to really watch it as a fan for real. So just going back, watching that shit. And then the playoffs, right? I was watching the playoffs this year. I can't remember who he was watching. But they was talking about how the big man's kind of not existing no more and shit, right? And, like, even the teams that do have one, niggas don't know how to do entry passes no more because they ain't been passing to a big man in so long. And then so I'm looking at old highlights of Magic and shit, and Magic had that shit down to a fucking science, nigga. Yeah. Like, I know it looked like it's not hard and shit, but the entry pass to the big man in between 4 motherfuckers is an art, nigga.
Yeah.
It's an art, and it's a missing art. Like, dog, he was, nigga, that nigga was art in motion, like, for real, for real. And I could see why he was so motherfucking mad that fucking Bird got the rookie of the year, nigga. Like, how did that even happen? Was that racial?
For sure. Come on. It was Boston, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
But don't get me wrong, though.
I can't say that because Bird was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, but we're talking about rookie of the year, though.
He had
a better season.
His whole rookie year was, well, I won't say all the way better because Bird was putting up 50 years.
Bird was a bad motherfucker.
And, of course, because of that, I looked at some highlights of Larry Bird, too, and that motherfucker is amazing. I'm not even going to say he good for a white boy. That motherfucker good.
He can play basketball.
And what niggas be forgetting, this nigga like 6'9", though. Yeah, like, not it's small. Not a little motherfucker, dog. Right. And I swear I be forgetting, because, like, it seemed like he wasn't that big, but, like, that nigga big, though.
Yeah, he's not a small dude.
I mean,
shit, you look at Magic, that motherfucker 6'9", running down the court like a motherfucking reindeer.
Hell yeah.
And then just...
like a gazelle.
Gazelle, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Magic was cold, man. Nobody.
He dropped that bitch off like he used to drop that bitch off, bro.
I'm telling you, lost art.
For real.
Like, you don't even respect the pass, nigga. Like, that nigga was passing.
Hell yeah. He was like, Amazon, that bitch coming on time or early.
Hell yeah. And, like, of course, you got Kareem and shit, but, like, getting it to that nigga was a task because they got 9 niggas on this motherfucker. They got motherfuckers off the bench checking this nigga because it's Kareem, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just leave him open. You know he about to skyhook on everybody and shit.
On everybody.
Yeah. And then I don't know how real this was, though, with the finals MVP and shit, that they was originally going to give it to Kareem and shit, but he got hurt. And then they end up like giving it to Magic. Like I didn't know that was. I didn't know that. I wonder is that something that they fabricated.
I don't know either.
I'm not sure about that one and shit. But yeah, good ass series though. Yeah, so you watched that shit?
Yeah, I watched that shit. That was good.
Yeah, wow. That shit was dope. Well, yeah, shit. I guess we go get into some for real shit. But real quick, what I been doing, dog? Nothing really. Again, like I said, I just want to tell y'all again. We'll get more information as soon as it develops. But July 16th, we will be doing a live show. I think it's in. I don't even remember where it's at. But we'll give you all the information when we get it. We gonna be co-hosting with the What Up Doe podcast. Shout out to Jess G. And Tashi doing a live show, so we gonna be on the bill. I think it's $20 a ticket or whatever I think it is. I'm gonna give you all the information as soon as I get it for real. it's early on. It ain't till July 16th. So
what time?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna get all the information for you. I think it's I want to say it's 5 to 9, some shit like that. 5 to 9, July 16th.
I'm about to put in for it tomorrow then.
2 months away, nigga.
Yeah.
2 months away.
Yeah.
Now, you know what else? Some real nigga shit, I just want you to call off. Like, don't put no time. Just call off, nigga. No. On that day.
No.
Why not?
No.
This the same motherfuckers. Fuck that job, nigga. FDJ.
I'm not calling off.
Yeah, anyway. So, so that's what we got going on in a couple months, dog. We'll give y'all some, he said call off and get points. He's stupid. No, but we'll let y'all know as soon as we get some more information. Shit, that's really about it. That's it. So you're not gonna be here on Friday, right?
No, sir.
Angry Man, you good on Friday?
I am.
Oh, okay. All right, so I guess it's gonna be the day that we do all the shit on Friday.
Okay.
And Friday coming up is the old man's birthday. So you'll be turning 75. So
75.
Shout out to my old man. Yeah. He'll be celebrating his birthday this weekend.
That's 75, man.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we're going to get to our for real topic. Of course, we're going to go to commercial break real quick. But we're talking about the Black Menaces, all right? So if y'all not hip to who the Black Menaces are, I'm going to hip y'all to them. Should be something. Actually, it's something I learned about through one of the people I work with out in Colorado and shit. So this is some shit that's happening on the other side of the map. But I think it's pretty interesting. We go tie it all together to what the Black Menaces mean to us and what it might mean to you, especially a lot of these people who sending their kids away to college at this point to these PWIs, which is predominantly white institutions. So this is going to be some good information to learn about the Black Menaces, dog. If we go to commercial break real quick, if you want to, you can go Google that shit. You'd be quite surprised at who the Black Menaces are. We'll go to commercial break real quick. Then when we get back, we're going to talk about that. And then at 11 o'clock, we shutting off and we going to the After the Pod show, man. So make sure if you want to check out the After the Pod shenanigans, you got to go to our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/eblockradio, dog. We're going to be talking all kind of crazy shit that we wouldn't talk about live on air. To the end, though, we're going to go to commercial break real quick and we'll be back. To the end, you already know what it is. Live is Cloud Radio Show. On the planet
Earth, cuss.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Be back in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
So you've been thinking about starting a podcast, but you just don't know where to begin. You've done some research, but it seems a bit technical, and honestly, can be a little frustrating. We're here to help. I'm Quincy L. Lewis, and along with my colleague Miles Dixon, we've created the blueprint to help you create the podcast that you've always been dreaming about creating. Check out our ebook, Starting a Podcast, Quick Guide to Help You Get Started. Click the link in the description and order your ebook today. Overzealous police officers. Ancient laws that have been written over 100 years ago. A criminal justice infrastructure that needs to be overhauled. A prison system that rivals slavery. All of these things are a recipe for mass incarceration. So I wrote a book about it. Get your copy today of my best-selling novel, Those Brilliant Bastards. This is a fictitious account of a non-fictional reality of being black in America.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Just say hit him, dog. Talking about check one, check two, check one, check two. We back in the building, man. You already know what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man and Monk Money in the building.
Yeah.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red zone.
All right, let's get to the shits, dog. The Black Menaces. So I don't know if you all had a chance to Google this shit real quick, but this is what's going on. The Black Menaces is a group of black student union kids and shit. If you're at Brigham Young University, all right, so BYU is what it's normally called. But anyway, so these black kids was going around campus asking basically other black kids why they chose BYU, right? So a lot of the black students was like, they chose it because the you know, the tuition was cheaper, but they never knew it was gonna be this racist, right? So first of all, let me just give you the setting. BYU is in Utah, right? So, and Utah is like Mormon capital of the world. I ain't even gonna say the country. Mormon capital of the world. And yes, to your probably surprise, there are black Mormons, right? Didn't really know this was a thing.
BYU in Utah?
Yep. I know, right? Why did forever I thought BYU was on the East Coast?
I was too. I thought New York somewhere.
Yeah, I thought
Massachusetts.
Right. For my whole life, I thought that shit was on the East Coast. That shit is in Utah. And so they out there. They found out all this shit. So on campus, faculty found out about it and shit. So they try to make them put a stop to it. So then these niggas went to TikTok, made this group called the Black Menaces, and the shit just went crazy. They got like 7-8 million views on that shit, right? So now like it's a lot of attention on BYU and the, you know, the racist shit that's going on. Now another thing, just to add another layer to BYU, not only is it considered to be racist, but the Mormon church, it's kind of like out in Utah, they haven't really separated church from state out there. Like the church like run the whole motherfucking shit. Like if the church say you gotta do it, you gotta do it. Like it's damn near like they got their own laws. So this is on top of the shit being racist. So we got these black kids out there now kind of like bucking the system. So it just started making me think, like, man, all of the, especially like for me and Angry Man, we went to PWIs and shit, and then for you, Monk Money, you work in an industry that's dominated by white people and shit. Sure. So it's like when you in these situations, dog, I guess the question is, how do you combat the system and still try to work within the system, though? I guess it's kind of the question. Like, how do you fuck up the job without fucking up your job? You know, if that makes sense. Yeah, so how you do that shit, Angry Man? What would you suggest? And we'll take it back to the school level for this conversation about the Black Menaces. Like, because black, I ain't gonna lie, black student unions at most schools is some bullshit. I ain't gonna hold you up. That's all I was gonna say. That's all I was gonna say. Go ahead. What was you gonna say about it?
Yeah, I couldn't stand the black student union.
Dog, be some bullshit.
I didn't like them. They didn't like me. And how I dealt with the white folk, the good clean white folk.
Yeah.
I just didn't give a fuck.
Dog, Jay said I normally steal something that makes me feel better. What the
fuck? That's true as a motherfucker, boy.
I'm not saying I didn't give a fuck it to the point, you know, I want to walk around bullying people. I didn't give a fuck. Just I didn't care what you thought.
Right.
I just didn't. And I think that pissed them off a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
when they trying to be racist, you just looking at them like, okay, whatever. I know what you're trying to do, but I'm not feeding into this bullshit.
Right.
You don't like me, just sit your ass over there some goddamn way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want to. That is one huge centipede.
Damn! It is! Goddamn!
Yeah, alright, that one is. It's about to fall, though.
Oh, shit, keep an eye on that bitch.
You don't have to hunt that motherfucker.
Hey, it is a very large centipede in the studio right now. Right, I'm scared now, nigga. I'm good. Till that bitch fall off and then you lose it.
And went
behind the bottom. So, shit.
Yeah, I noticed that motherfucker. That's one took me all off the subject. Yeah,
right, got arachnophobia in this bitch.
Nah, like I said, man, you know what I mean? They just do shit. Mm-hmm. And I would love to experience a different experience with the Black Student Union.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, they were just a little bit too militant for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, everything was about, you know, fuck the white folk, fuck the white folk, fuck the white folk, fuck the white folk. No, that's not what the fuck we're supposed to be about.
In the middle of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't think you really... Say fucking white folks.
Cheesehead
country.
I don't think no Black Student Union should be completely about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It should have been a place where, you know, we can go and, you know, better ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They should have been doing more than what I thought they were doing.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all didn't check on a nigga grade point average. You was too busy worrying about if he was fucking Becky. Or too busy worrying about who he dating.
Right.
Too busy worrying about, you know, what you doing that's not positive.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't, I mean, I didn't like it. And I voiced it.
Yeah.
And when I said it, I became public enemy number one to our Black Student Union. And I told him, I mean, we not reaching out to other Black Student Union colleges around us, collaborating. You know what I mean? We ain't doing none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all just too busy worrying about who the fuck I'm dating.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it turned into.
And it's just, it, like you said, they just don't do enough. So, like, Son of Liberty obviously went to Adrian College with me and Bo and shit. He said, did Adrian College have a Black affinity group? That's the thing. How would he not know? That mean our shit wasn't prevalent enough. That mean they wasn't doing enough.
Yeah,
so yeah, there was one, but they wasn't doing shit. So, and I actually, and about that, so there, and all right, so there was a group at Adrian College called Alpha, and I do apologize, I don't remember what Alpha stands for, but it was sort of like our version of a Black Student Union, except I think it included like everybody basically. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how that worked. But before we got out of here, we actually tried to put together an organization called Black Dynasty, right? So this is going to be like our version of Student Union. Before I got out of here, we actually did get the paperwork done. But like that's as far as it went because we all started graduating and then that was kind of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that for schools like that, especially BYU, I think these things are necessary because the I ain't even gonna say the racism because I guess I could say it was some racism at Adrian, but not necessarily like BYU. And I think their racism is combined with a religion as well. So I think that shit damn near make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the Mormon church got a stronghold on every fucking thing. Like, I'm talking about from the workforce to school to the way you live your fucking life at home. Like, they dictate how that shit go. So for these Black kids to even take this stand is, for one, what's the word I'm looking for?
Brave?
Yes, that I couldn't think of the word. I couldn't think of that word? It's brave as fuck, nigga.
Why would you want to be Black and go to Utah any goddamn way?
I mean, they probably was born there. And like you said, I think the residence, I think BYU is hella cheap.
I mean, that's in-state tuition anyway, right?
Yeah, but I think it's something with being a Mormon and all kind of shit. Like, they got all kind of tax breaks. Okay. It's super cheap.
Well, then that's the point.
That's why most of the black kids who was answering the question said that that's the reason they went.
Okay.
Was because it was cheap.
I get that.
And then but they were also under the impression that because they believed in the Mormon church, they thought that it wouldn't be as racist there. And to their surprise, it's worse than they thought, right? What, so now it's national attention on them.
What white college isn't racist?
I don't know.
I thought he had an answer for that one.
What white college isn't racist?
Shout out to Angry Principal checking in. He said, "What's up, fellas?" He said, "This place is so out of pocket. Sex is banned if you're a student and shit." let me see.
You can't get no ass in college?
Southern Liberty say sex is not banned at BYU. Certain dormitories have rules and policies. I have a very close contact that graduated from BYU. So the thing is,
so you mean to tell me you gotta go to college and don't get the experience of getting no ass?
Yeah, it's like it's religious. Like the Mormon shit is like the Mormon shit is prevalent out there, bro. Like for real, for real.
No, that's that bullshit.
Yeah, I mean
that's that bullshit.
This is where, like I said, what you even call that bitch? Like it's a big ass. It's like a big ass church, like the Mormon Church of Latter-day Saints and shit. Like I know we all heard of that shit. Like the big bitches in Utah, like this is they shit. Like this, I can't even imagine. That shit probably, I feel like they trying to create like Pleasantville out in that motherfucker, dog.
You ever seen that movie?
Yes, I seen it.
That shit is hilarious.
And you see what happened at the end. Pleasantville cannot exist, dog.
No, okay.
Even the people who live within Pleasantville want to get the fuck
out of Pleasantville.
Exactly. So, and like the whole thing is in black and white and shit until at the end where they start trying to bust out and things start coming into color. Because it's just not a black and white area, nigga. There's a gray area and some color and everything else. Mm-hmm. And the Mormon church, bro, it's like
black and white.
It's out of control. And it ain't just on the racist thing. It's on the male female thing too, though. Like being a woman in Utah gotta be pretty tough. Mm-hmm. And now what's funny is that they trying to become more progressive and shit, so they got, you know, the LGBTQ and shit is moving in, trying to make some movements and shit.
Because I was about to say, because
they making shit move.
Because the Mormons don't believe in, you know what I'm saying, you know, the homosexuality, you know what I mean? So, and once you get the motherfucking LGBT, you know, involved, shit start to move, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if they can move a whole church and the whole religion thing, but.
Because that's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing, but they get some shit moving.
You know what? I'm not going to hate on them. You know what I mean? If that's their way of life, that's their way of life. Just because we don't agree with it, don't make it wrong.
Oh, I ain't saying it's wrong. It's just crazy.
It's weird. I mean, we can say that because we didn't grow up in that, you know, that area, that atmosphere, or, you know, we didn't grow up that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? For those who grew up that way, that's their way of life. That's normal for them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's why I always question. I'm like, why, if you didn't grow up in that atmosphere or that situation, why would you go there?
Yeah.
And then try to turn the wheel.
Yeah.
You're not turning that wheel. That wheel is not getting turned.
I mean, we go out of state to a lot of schools that we know is pretty racist.
Go to another one.
Go to them, brother.
Yeah, go to another one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't you gonna try to go there and turn that wheel? That wheel? No, that wheel is not about to be turned.
So, Son of Liberty say, okay, call me a hater, but how does this affect the bigger picture? What are they going to do? What's the plan? Are they just chasing clout? I mean, Black Lives Matter is buying a $6 million party house. Okay.
My thing is, though.
So wait a minute. Let me address that. So that did happen, apparently. They did purchase a $6 million house, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, I think this is a little bit different. I do want to say that it has brought a lot of national attention to BYU, and actually it's brought a lot of attention to Utah, which if you follow in political scene, the politics in Utah, again, are trying to be progressive, and I think they're trying to, like, take over some shit in politics. So they letting a lot of shit go that they normally wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And also, I think one of the leading black candidates, possibly, you know, Democratic candidates and shit. Damn, I can't think of his name. It was a black dude and shit. He set up his headquarters in Utah, which is the weirdest shit ever. Like, I don't know what they trying to do. I guess they trying to make this one of those progressive political platforms and shit. But I think having the eyes on BYU and understanding where Utah is as far as the political and religious standpoints within America, I think getting the eyes on them is going to be important. And they probably do have a plan, but I think what Bo always saying, we need to quit voicing that plan all the motherfucking time anyway. So maybe we won't know the plan until it goes to action. For them, it might have not been a plan.
But my thing is, the whole thing around is exposure. Mm-hmm. Now, we all knew it was there. Mm-hmm. Now got a little bit more exposure. Mm-hmm. That shit always helped. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you put it out to the light, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That shit will grow. Always. You know what right. I'm saying? So now it's a lot of people trying to put it out in the light.
Yeah.
But it's not even just the black menaces. It's a lot of motherfuckers gonna be on TikTok. White dudes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Be trying to break it down. You know what I'm saying? The whole shit for you. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's a lot of people out here that's actually just opening their eyes and seeing this shit. Like, like it ain't always been there. You know right. what I mean? Like it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, they think it's like, if it's not happening to them, people don't give a fuck. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing about the whole white, some of the white people that say they not racist. You know what I'm saying? You probably not racist, but you really don't give a fuck about the situation because you're not in it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You don't know, it's not happening to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So a lot of motherfuckers is they seeing this shit with their own eyes and shit, and it's fucking with people now. So I feel like any exposure is good exposure when it comes to showing racism or, yeah. you know what I'm saying, or trying to, like, we gonna never abolish it. They always gonna look down on you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's never gonna be out of the way, but I'm yeah. just saying, like, it's more a magnifying glass on it now. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, we actually getting a little,
people are paying attention to it.
Push, yeah. Man. People, man, paying attention to it. So, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So, I think what they doing is good to me. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, it's great. It's
especially
great.
In the social media era.
Especially that way. You know yeah. what I mean? Because
I was just getting ready to say that. Didn't mean to cut you off, Mark, but I was just getting ready to say that. I think a lot of the difference is if we pay attention more to our children. Our children are basically trying to let go of racism without telling us. Mm. You know what I mean? Because they get on, like you said, they get on social media, and what's funny to them is funny to them.
Right.
You know, what's entertaining to them is entertaining to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter what color you are. You know what I mean? I have, you know, teenagers to 24 to all the way out of 10.
Yeah.
And I'm literally starting to see a difference in how these kids are interacting.
Yeah.
They're going back to what I said, the sandbox. Just let the motherfucking kids interact and they're gonna be alright.
But you always got the motherfucker grown up on the side. Yeah. That's fucking shit up. Yeah. So I got a scenario, bro.
Like your boy, like your son. You know, he got his homeboy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got his homeboy. Yeah, yeah. And if don't nobody fuck with him and his homeboy, them niggas gonna be
cool
homies. Yeah, they gonna be homies for a long time.
For sure.
Angry Man, so let me say you disagree. You said there are a lot of racist white kids.
Yes, they are. That's why.
And how do they become racist? They're not born racist. They're taught racist.
But my thing is, though, I got
it's hereditary.
I got a scenario.
Yeah, hereditary racist people, huh?
I got a fucking scenario, dog.
Say it. Say
damn,
it.
Nigga. Y'all just give me fucking, just fuck what I'm talking about. But I got a fucking it's just.
And so another sign
up. It relates to the whole situation.
Okay.
And this is at a job, one of the jobs I work.
Okay.
So I go in, I'm just to help. I'm calling in and just to help them out, get them on their feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't plan on staying there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm in there, right? My first day. I mean, this white guy told me, get the fuck out the kitchen, da 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 da. He just went crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. he went fucking nuts. So him and the black guy is like in the same position. They trying to be sous chefs and shit, right? Yes. So this guy just fucking cussing and screaming loud in the kitchen and shit all yeah. the time. Not just that one time.
But all the time.
But all the time.
This is who he is.
So he gets the promotion, and the black guy didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck going on here? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the black dude actually, the white dude is actually pushing people out. Yeah. The black dude is a teacher. He's teaching these motherfuckers. He's trying to explain shit to people. What the position should be. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling the chef, like, this is what I see. Yeah. Like, I mean, like,
we right here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I see. You asked me the question. Now I'm finna give you the answer. Right. Yeah, I think it's some racist shit going on in the bullshit. Like, well, the head EV said, you know, we should promote him. I said, yeah. They probably did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that motherfucker ain't been in the kitchen not one time. You don't know what's going on down here.
No. Mm-hmm. But you know, and that's just crazy how that in my industry. Bro, like, you see it all the time, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just evident. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people won't even come to your restaurant because you say it's black owned. Mm-hmm. And that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
That's hella crazy.
And that's hella crazy. You know what I'm saying?
He got promoted probably just for the face.
For sure.
But the fucker's tatted everywhere.
Yeah, it don't matter.
It don't matter. But and it's crazy how, you know what I'm saying, like, people act like that shit just didn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like you know what the fuck the real shit was. Yeah. You probably not racist, but you ain't gonna stand in for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because if you did, you would have stood in for the motherfucker that deserved the shit.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your silence is just as bad.
Just as bad. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because this motherfucker actually deserved it. Like, and I'm not saying it because he's black, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But this motherfucker, as soon as I met you, you told me to get the fuck on, you know what I'm saying? And in my mind, I was thinking about how many times I was going to hit him, my combination, the pattern, everything. I'm thinking about this
that
shit.
That nigga said the pattern.
I was thinking about the whole shit, but I'm older now, so some situations I can just walk away from and just laugh, you know what I'm saying? And that makes it matter when you just walk away and laugh, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, you ain't going to touch me, motherfucker. Touch me then. We got a different problem.
Right, it's a whole different situation.
A whole different situation. Now I'm on your ass, boy. Like, mustard don't belong.
Mustard don't belong.
That's nasty.
That's hella nasty, bro.
You hear me? But I'm just saying, though, like the motherfuckers, though, like, it's there. Yeah. Like, we as a people, I don't understand. Like, that's why I say it's good for these dudes. They actually doing something. Yeah. I don't give a fuck, like, what's the, if they were in it for clout or whatever the fuck, they actually doing something. And Black Matters, Black Lives Matters, they started off that way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But a little bit of money changed a lot of people's minds, bro. Like, and that's the shit I don't like. You get a little bit of funds.
And I want to look into that a little bit further too, though, because maybe they did purchase some real estate.
No, bro. They out of line. You out of line.
I mean, I gotta figure out.
You supposed to
the
be
the other shit that they did do too, though. Like,
they probably did some shit.
Cause again, you know how fast we are to cancel our own shit, nigga. I don't want to be that guy, like, canceling these niggas, because
I don't think I'm gonna cancel them.
Yeah.
But it's,
I don't even know if I
want to
speak ill of them yet. Let me figure out what's going on first.
Ain't nobody perfect, though, bro.
We've been saying this shit for years, man. Our problem is we always trying to be friends with motherfuckers. We can just do our own fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, and he said all the time, we're not going to do it. Yeah. We just ain't going to do it. Because think about it. It's enough black billionaires and millionaires for us to handle our own motherfucking B.I.
Yeah.
I hate when you say that.
You ain't gonna do it?
He said you hate when you say it.
Every time you say that shit, it irritates my soul, because
you ain't gonna do it.
You got to think, they come from where we came from. You know what I'm saying? So they figure they got the bag already. They figure, like, you can work to get that bag too.
They ain't too worried about what the good clean white folk got to say. So, I mean, instead of just saying
in their tax bracket.
Yeah.
And you know, they worry about a lot of other shit now. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Also, I want to say this, though. I know that there is I can't hear myself. What happened?
It's fine.
I don't know. It sounds weird. I must have got so high that I can't hear. So anyway,
called the NCAA.
That's what I want to talk about. All right. So the Black Lives Matter situation, where apparently they purchased some kind of real estate, right? We can be upset about that. I want to get some more details to see exactly what's going on with that. And Son of Liberty mentioned something about the NAACP and shit, and said, what a joke of an organization. So this is the thing. I have some ideas about some of the organizations that are prevalent in our culture and shit. But at the end of the day, I'm still not gonna allow white people to talk shit about it. I'm not. Like, so I get to. It's just like your friends. I get to talk shit about y'all, but nobody else get to talk about it. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the homie. Like,
I call him a whole ass nigga, but you.
But you can't. It's as simple as that. And that's my thing. And I know that's probably a double edged sword and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it just feel different. Like when we talk about shit, it's critical of our own and shit. When other people talk about it and shit, I need something to substantiate what you saying. Because you saying it's a joke. I want to.
It's just like the word nigga.
Yeah, just want to be.
They can't and, say and that.
There are some.
You got a point. It's
just like the word nigga.
There are some situations and the things that the NAACP does or doesn't do. You know what I'm saying, for us that I feel like are need to be changed or could be better. Exactly. At some point, the NAACP was good for what it was good for. The time has changed, and the NAACP has not. And I think that's where the issue is. But
you gotta think what you just said, and I hope I remember what I'm getting ready to say.
Mm-hmm.
What you just said, the time haven't changed. No, they haven't changed.
Yeah.
Think about American laws.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know what I mean? I mean, the laws were made when we were slaves, so they're still the same laws.
Yeah.
The NCAA, whatever.
NCAA. You know. The championship, nigga. Yeah.
That's the weed kicker.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? They made those same standards back then, and they haven't changed.
Right. No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So nothing haven't fucking changed.
So it's just like for me. It's just like my mama make it plain and simple. It's just like the word nigga for me. NAACP, like, you can't say that shit, but it is kind of fucked up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And this is exactly what it is.
Same
shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. like why we say it, but because we can say it. You know what I'm saying? It's like
so,
you said.
So we can talk shit about it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because they ain't shit. Dang shit.
But can't nobody else.
You can't.
Like, only we can talk about
that. Yeah, we can only talk about the perm. You walking perm and shit. We can only talk about that anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like I said, like, you know, I mean.
So this is the question then. Like, because we look at some of our organizations like that, and obviously our white counterparts look at them like that. So, like, what the fuck kind of organization will be taken seriously? Like, and when they are taken seriously, i.e. Black Panthers, you see what happened with that. Like, when we started doing shit the right way, and the way that our predecessors have, you know, shown us the way, then it gets broken down.
But my thing is more exposure. This is the whole thing about the black men and shit. They expose the motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. The whole campus, goddamn it.
Right.
The whole state of Utah, and this is exposure. Yeah. More and more and more of that, I think shit can fucking at least start moving.
Stay in house. Stop trying to, you know, be friends with everybody. At some point, when do you change the motherfucking play?
They don't. We not.
You know what I'm saying?
No, at some point, we too worried about fucking Gucci and fucking. And for Sashi and all this was
for Sashi,
all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we the biggest consumers in the world, bro. Yeah. Black folks for sure, hands down, we are, because we are buying Gucci belt, few of them bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's retarded to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what we aim for. You know what I mean? That's what we want. We want the chains on us and our necks jingling. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want. You know what I mean? Like, but. When we gonna start focusing on something else? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing, though. That's the whole thing. Like, that's why we got so many black millionaires that it's not gonna fucking trickle down on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Just because of those situations. With now that I got some money, nah, I ain't gonna help this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna try to show him the road. You know what I mean? Show him the road. Sure. And so many people burn them by showing the road. Now at this point, they don't give a fuck about nothing else but them, their circle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. And then fucking, that's why it's only like a few black millionaires. Shit, it's, that ain't enough.
Yeah.
It ain't enough, because it's a kajillion of white millionaires.
Kajillion. B-Dun Daughter said, I'm in the NAACP and it's not very progressive. All right, so that's what we were saying. I think they haven't changed for real. Mm-hmm. Said, we go into meetings regarding zones and racial issues, and I feel like the white organizations only entertain us and make us feel like things will change.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I think that's America
yeah.
as a whole.
Yeah, that's been that way since
make you
the
feel
beginning
like things will change.
Mm-hmm. That's been that way since the beginning mm-hmm. of the time.
As we already broke the rules, niggas after 11.
Oh, shit.
Might as well keep it rolling.
Nah. Well, let's go.
All right, let's go to other shit.
Yeah.
All right, man. So this is what we're about to end this shit. So we gonna end this and we gonna keep the conversation going. Now we moving over to our Patreon page, man. Don't forget, if you want to keep the conversation going, only thing you gotta do is click on patreon.com/eblockradio, dog. We gonna continue this conversation over there. We are gonna still do final sentiments here though. Before we go to our next joint, I did want to also acknowledge this. Son of Liberty said, "That's the beauty of the system, Q. That's for sure."
Yeah,
like he said,
right.
They didn't expose anything. Everyone knows Utah is racist. Now I will say this: they didn't, because in the black community, we don't even fucking know where Utah is. So we shit. Don't know shit about Utah.
They exposed a lot of shit because I didn't know there was black Mormons. I didn't know a nigga can be a Mormon.
That's what I'm saying. Like all of this shit is dead.
Did I even go through Utah ever in my life?
Ever in life. No, you probably wouldn't. And the fact also too, the exposure comes when like the Mormon church has this you know, this facade of being you know, such a pure people, you know what I'm saying? So then you mix that in with how racist they are, then you get to start questioning religion. So that's a whole nother exposure. That's, you know. But anyway, we gonna get into that on our after the pod shit.
Yeah, so yeah, we gonna talk about that.
We gonna talk about that shit.
Yeah. Cause I got something to say about them niggas riding them bikes and everything.
Oh yeah, go talk. Let's get to it, dog. Yo, if you want to check out the After the Pod joint, man, go to our Patreon page right now, dog. Patreon.com/eblockradio, dog. Before we get out of here, man, what's the final sentence you want to leave the people with, Angry Man?
Man, this was kind of deep, but yo, I mean, just do you, man. You know what I mean? I one word, you know, the queen left us with it, but you know, we didn't respect it. You know, she tried to tell us through music, and it's just one simple fucking word that'll make all this fucking bullshit go away. The queen left us with it. Fucking respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Aretha Franklin left us with that shit. You know, respect. You know what I mean? Just because you like it don't mean I have to, but since you my homie, I'm gonna respect what the hell you doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If that's what, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if I feel like I can tolerate something or a certain race or a certain, I'm not gonna every time I get a chance talk down on you, degrade you. I'm just gonna stay away from you.
Yeah.
It is just that simple.
Right.
You know what I mean? If we standing in the grocery line together and I know I don't like this race, I'm just gonna stand back. Pay for my shit and I'ma go.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stand there and talk shit to my children about that race and why I don't like, and I'm not gonna put that poison into them.
Yeah.
Because I know it's not gonna make it better.
Right, I mean, it's gonna make it worse.
Yeah, it's gonna go. I always go back to the sandbox. You know what I mean? Leave these fucking kids alone, man. Yeah. Let this shit change. That's the only way it's gonna change. You know what I mean? Kids are not born racist, they're taught racism. You know what I mean? Stop teaching these kids how to hate other motherfucking races. And if you do that, you might, the shit, it's a shock for the shit to change.
Right, it's a shot.
It's a shot. You know what I'm saying? Stop. I mean, white folks, stop that shit, man.
More money now. What you say, bro?
Maybe we should start taking you know, a page out their book, teaching our kids to hate their ass. Maybe we should do that shit, fuck man. It, fuck it. Yeah. It working for them?
Right.
Why the fuck it can't work for us? It's working for them? Right. Why the fuck we can't do that shit, huh?
Right.
Huh? We can't do a lot of shit, though, huh? We
right.
can't. Nigga as, man, niggas fuck everything up. Damn. They do, man. You know what I'm saying? They fuck it up, man. You know what I'm saying? The clean black folk. You know what I mean? Like, they do. They do. They
clean
do.
Clean black folk.
Niggas.
Niggas.
Niggas, man. Like, they fuck shit up, bro. And that's what the thing is, bro. Like, whenever we do get some motivation, you know what I'm saying, or some shit going, it's going to be one nigga.
Man.
That can fuck the whole shit up and probably would.
Yeah.
just because of a misunderstanding or some shit that didn't go his way.
Right.
It's Damn. Fucked up, bro.
It is.
It's fucked up. And that's why the NAACP, man. Like, what? Who?
Who?
I'm just saying, like, who?
Yeah, who that is?
Who that is? Who the, I'm just saying, like, who?
Yeah.
Like, for real shit. Like, I don't understand, like, how, you know what I mean? Like, you know, other people can't talk about it because fuck it. Fuck it. They can talk about it at this point.
Say fuck it up.
Fuck it. Yeah. It ain't, it's nothing that's gonna work, bro. We all know the solution that we can do to get that shit work, running like we supposed to. But it ain't gonna happen. I don't wanna say it out loud.
Right. Too late. You already said it again. So on that note, dog, yeah, again, just going back to the Black ministers, I know that
shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them, dog. And I'm not in any way going to water down, you know, their activity or like their purpose and shit. So I understand that Son of Liberty is challenging what they're doing, which obviously everyone will challenge mm-hmm, it, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to challenge it. I'm going to applaud their efforts because at the end of the day, this is the generation that I was worried about. Mm-hmm. This was a generation that we weren't sure we're going to be able to, you know, push the culture and the and our race forward. So for them, I commend them. If they bring in whatever exposure it is that they're bringing to BYU and Utah and to the nation, then I accept that. I accept that exposure, and I think that I'm hopeful that it'll lead to, you know, something, you know, something great.
So you have to be careful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely got to be careful though. On that note, though, we getting ready to move over to our Patreon page because we're going to continue this conversation for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if you want to join in on that conversation, we'll be starting in about 2 minutes. Just go over to our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/eblockradio, dog. Check us out on Patreon. We're getting ready to continue this conversation. Of course, it is Wednesday, too, though, so if you're in the Metro Detroit area, make sure you pull up to the world-famous Floods Bar and Grill, man. Shout out to my man's Huey. DJ Cuts on the ones and twos, man.
What's up, Cuts?
For sure. Down there for the All Industry Connect Wednesdays at Floods Bar and Grill, man. Make sure you pull up. Alright, we about to slide over to Patreon, dog. Till the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Yeah.
Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Man, you already know.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Peace Rizzo. Out, y'all. Protect your neck.
Patreon.com/E-Block Radio.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.